Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New York and Connecticut are among the several states that have filed a lawsuit to block the proposed merger of Sprint and T-Mobile.
WCBS's Steve Burns was at New York Attorney General Tish James' news conference. Steve, what are the AG's concerns here?
Yeah, they are really concerned about what this deal would mean for the average consumer. We're talking about a merger here between the third and fourth largest wireless providers in the U.S. Obviously, Verizon and AT&T are one and two. If this went through, it would mean three companies controlling about 99% of the wireless market in the U.S. And believe it or not, stats from the Labor Department show that wireless service prices have actually been falling over the last decade or so. And A.G. James said today she's worried that the lack of competition may lead those prices to start rising again. She says it would also mean lost jobs and less of a drive to innovate if companies aren't competing with one another for customers.
What's the Trump administration's stance on this merger, Steve?
Yeah, there have been kind of a mixed messages out of the Trump administration on this. We initially got signals that antitrust staff at the Department of Justice did not like it for a lot of the same reasons that Tish James spelled out. But the FCC's chairman, Ajit Pai, said a few weeks ago that he liked the deal and recommended it to move forward because he said the companies made commitments to expand coverage in rural and low-income areas. But James responded to that point today, saying there was nothing in the actual terms of this merger that would mandate those kinds of improvements.
How does the battle over 5G play into all this?
Right. Yeah, that's kind of the big issue that's playing in the background in a lot of these talks. The U.S., essentially, to make a really long story short, is in a race with China to build out 5G, kind of the next generation wireless technology. And the Trump administration has made it a big priority to take as much of the market as possible from China and its big telecom company here, Huawei. And T-Mobile and Sprint have been using that as kind of a bargaining chip to help their cause, saying this merger would put them in a better position to build out a 5G network. But these attorneys general are not on board with that. Tish James even mentioned a past case today that the U.S. led the way on LTE coverage, mostly thanks to how much competition was out there.
Steve, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.